Welcome to the For Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Wednesday, the 31st of July, recording at 9:27 p.m., and that's British Summer Time. Now, my goodness, this was a day of churning on Wall Street for the most part. Lots of interesting action at a time when Bernanke was talking and people were assessing GDP growth figures. For example, on Wall Street, we had the second quarter GDP figures come in. They came in just fractionally higher than was actually expected. So the market set off in a good rally, and then people realized that the first quarter figures had been revised down. And then the market sold off, and then it rallied up. Well, it was three times up and three times down, closing on the lows here of the day, but only down slightly. 21 points on the Dow, just a quarter of a percent nearly on the S&P, and the NASDAQ actually up a little higher in here overall. And the Fed concluded by saying that they saw some disinflationary pressures in the economy. Now, looking at the commodity markets in general and the slow growth, big slowdown in China, and although U.S. has been a commendable performer overall, a lot of headwinds there, and the growth is certainly not all that strong. The disinflation and deflation pressures have been mentioned in this audio, and I think that they're going to continue. And I noticed that Caroline Baum from Bloomberg Economist is pointing out that it's not a guarantee that we're going to see a reduction in QE in the next 6 weeks or in September. So that's led to additional uncertainty here, and investors have been nervously deciding whether they wanted actually QE to be reduced, because that would indicate that the Fed was confident that the economy could stand a little bit more on its own without that huge tailwind, although it would still continue for some time and interest rates would remain low for some time. And the other view that if it's softer and all that QE continues, well, that should help the stock market, and we could be sure that interest rates are kept lower. Well, I think most people would say they want to see the economy recover, and that would push rates higher generally. Now, elsewhere, quickly, so I don't keep you too long here tonight, Mexico had a decent day, up 1.5%. A little changed in Europe, so I won't stop there. In Asia, Japan, well, down nearly 1.5% here. China, slightly steadier. Pretty mixed action here overall. But Malaysia had one of the bigger declines. So did the Philippines. And Thailand didn't do all that well either. So more markets down than up. And this is a nervous, sort of, somewhat uncertain condition here, as you can see. Now, that also continued in the bond markets. Now, the bond markets had the futures prices had fallen quite sharply here earlier in the day, and they stayed down for most of the day. That meant that yields had pushed up, and actually, and I prefer to talk about the yields, so that's what I'll concentrate on. The U.S. 30-year yield actually moved to a new recovery high, and it's been ranging here all month, but it just nudged up to that new recovery high, but then fell back quite sharply. It might have even had a small key on the 30-year. That's the 30-year. The 10-year. Got close to its high and also fell back equally sharply on the day. So what's that tell us? Well, I've been talking about this being a ranging consolidation phase for at least the medium term. Looks like that's going to continue a little longer. But the next big move on those bond yields will almost certainly be to the upside, with the 10-year going up to the up to the 4 to 5 range, and the 3-year up to the 3 to 4, and that's 10-year, beg your pardon. Say that again, the 30-year up to the 4 to 5 range, and the 10-year up to the 3 to 4 range. Now, other bond markets, of course, would be influenced by that, given the U.S. market's importance. And in currencies, not a big story in here today, but the euro was a little bit steadier at 133 against the U.S. dollar. The Australian dollar, which is being talked down by the Australian Central Bank, was weaker, fell down to 0.8989 against the U.S. And the yen, well, 97.93, so the yen has actually firmed in here, a fraction against the U.S. dollar. Sterling slightly easier, down at 152. And in commodities, that's interesting, very interesting action. And my God, we had some swings here. First, the industrial metals, which have been really under the cosh here, but and they started soft, but then picked up and closed with some quite reasonable gains overall. But it's very, very volatile activity. Let's take copper, for instance. Take the U.S. contract. Closed up 765 at 311.85, but it had been down as low as 303.75. There was more drama among these, but they all had that type of convulsive activity, but closing higher overall. Now, we also saw crude oil swing around a lot. For instance, the WTI crude was down to 102.93. That was down slightly earlier in the day, but it then closed up over $2 at 105.18. I hope we don't see that picking up too much here overall, but today's action told us that it's not ready to go back below that $100 level, which I'd like to see because it would be, I think, good for the U.S. and global economy generally. And the beg your pardon, the Brent had been as low as 105.73, but it closed more than $2 higher than that, although it wasn't up as much on the day overall. But it did close at 107.75. So you can see how much these have swung around in here today. Fortunately, we didn't see too much of that in the grains and beans, although they closed a fraction higher, small gains in here today. And precious metals, well, they were also fairly volatile. For instance, gold was hit early on, got down to 1305.96, so nearly 1300, just below 1306. But then closed down only $1.64, and that stopped trading at 13.2467, down a fraction in the palladium as well. Silver had a volatile day here. Silver got fell down early in the earlier trading to 1935 and a half. 1935 and a half, but is last at 1980. So still ranging, but actually closed up on the day, up 12 cents. And platinum, I hadn't watched that, but I suspect it was the same one it was. For instance, down early in the day to 1418 and change, but closing out at $14.41, up $3.50. Will these gyrations continue? I wouldn't bet against it. Meanwhile, all the very best to all of you.